The current rental crisis is pushing people to homelessness. This issue is not only placing pressure on people all over the country to find a place to live, but also on homelessness services across the state. The Wire's Chelsea Miller found out more.
Rental vacancy rates are decreasing, leaving people with no choice but to turn to homelessness services. This affordability stress is a result of a rise in rental prices due to the increased cost of living. And although this issue is nationwide, it's more prevalent in regional Victoria. This crisis is not only stressful for people to find a place to stay, but also for homelessness services, as they are becoming overwhelmed with people desperate for accommodation. The ongoing battle of improving the cost of living crisis has sparked Homelessness Australia to call for immediate action to address the matter. CEO of Council Homelessness Persons and Chair of Homelessness Australia, Jenny Smith, is concerned about the issue and says the government has the power to end homelessness by providing more support and responding to people needing help.
It's a really tricky thing, looking at the cost of housing and how that inevitably flows into rents. And we've really just got to recognise that the market's not going to take care of housing for people on our lowest incomes, and that we just have to see increased investment in social housing. We have to see the federal government play its role and work with every state and territory to not just have, you know, one-off investments here and there, but to see a consistent pipeline of social housing ongoing right across the country.
Mrs. Smith says vacancy rates has been a growing problem and homelessness services are drowning trying to accommodate for people.
They exhausted themselves putting people in and out of hotels during COVID. They have been scrambling to implement the investments that the Victorian government have made in terms of homeless to a home in Victoria, and we need to see that continued as well. Otherwise, the 2,000 people who've been accommodated through that are going to end up back in front of our services at the pointy end, at the front door, seeking crisis accommodation. So it's dire out there.
Although there was rental relief through COVID-19, Mrs. Smith said this housing crisis has been foreseen for a very long time.
The Centrelink payments were doubled for that five-month period in the middle of COVID, and we saw people actually have enough money to be able to live with dignity for a few months. And we also saw that they're able to afford to pay rent for their housing during that time. And then as soon as the Centrelink payments went back to just slightly, a sausage roll above the pre-COVID payments, then people were back in paying far too much of that very low income on rent, and just not being able to afford the other basics that you need to get by.
Mrs. Smith says there is still a long way to go, which also includes accommodating for all people and communities with appropriate housing models.
You know, we really haven't got to where we need to get to in terms of making sure that when women and children escape family violence, that there is a place for them to go and that there is a housing outcome that they can afford, and we really want to see a housing guarantee. We've got so much more work to do with young people and the right support and housing models for them. And of course, our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are grossly overrepresented in our homelessness services, and we really need to progress the self-determined approaches to ending homelessness for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
The Council of Homelessness Persons does want the government to consolidate the work it has done so far, however, believes there are still improvements to be made.
The big housing build needs to be turned into an ongoing pipeline of 6,000 social housing properties each year. The fabulous investment in homeless to a home for people who have repeat homelessness and will need support to settle into and keep that social housing when they get it, needs to be continued. The need for the social housing and the support needs are just not going to go away for so many of that particular group of people. But on top of that, you know, there is an enormous amount more that could be done to prevent homelessness when people come to our homelessness services. We're really only able to focus on people in the most dire circumstances, but there is a great deal of work that can be done to prevent people losing their housing. And if you can do that, you just save so much effort, so much grief for the individuals and families concerned, and so much money spent by the community in emergency departments, on police, in hospital and mental health services.
That was CEO of Council Homeless Persons and Chair of Homelessness Australia, Jenny Smith. Ending the story from The Wire's Chelsea Miller.